And good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all doing well over there in the United States of America. And, of course, I'm down in Australia, where we're having a beautiful spring day outside. The sun's shining, nice and warm. We had our worst storm in years. Worst storm in 70 years a couple of weeks ago. Man, it was blowing. We actually had tornadoes, and Australia does not get tornadoes, but we actually had tornadoes 2 weeks ago, so that's quite staggering. Okay, I am going to spend a little bit of time talking about training class today, I want to cover the whole basics of what you can learn in training and what is involved in it. I've talked about it a few times, but I've never really gone into it and explained it in detail. So basically, reverse speech training is divided into three main courses. The first two courses are taught together. That is investigator and analyst. And these courses are designed to teach you how to document genuine speech reversals. There's a lot of gibberish in between genuine reversals, and it's possible to imagine anything you like into the gibberish if you don't know what you're doing. So I'm going to help you in class to learn how to not document into gibberish and to find the genuine reversals amongst the gibberish. Incidentally, the genuine reversals are normally very clear, but most people miss them when they first start out, and I really don't know why that is so. A lot of people document gibberish to start off with, but that's okay. But this is what training is designed to do, to help you document genuine reversals that will actually reveal accurate information. And then in the first course, we also teach you how to interpret the reversals. Once the reversal is found, there's a stringent criteria I've developed for interpreting them and what they may mean. If you've been listening to this show for a long period of time, you'll know that way back in the beginning of the year, I talked about reverse speech categories. In other words, reverse speech fit into various different categories. Some are congruent, some are incongruent, some are expansive, etc., etc. There's actually 9 different categories altogether. And these will all help you interpret what the reversals you find mean. And so there's 2 skills you have to learn, well, actually 3 skills you have to learn in the first 2 parts, and that is documenting correctly, interpreting correctly, and then conducting conversation so that relevant speech reversals will occur. And that's what I teach in the first 6 months of the training course. That's called the analyst class. Actually, it's 2 classes, the investigator and the analyst. And if you go to the reversespeech.org website, you will see photos there of all current reverse speech practitioners, analysts and practitioners and trainers. And so you'll see there's quite a few there. Well, when I say there's a few, there's about, I don't think, about 15 up there, which is a good start. But we need a whole lot more. If reverse speech is ever going to make a real impact on society, it needs a whole lot of practitioners out there practicing reverse speech. So if you're all interested, the next training class starts on November the 19th. It is 3 hours of class time every 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks you meet together for 3 hours, and that goes on for 6 months. In between the classes, you've got homework to do. That's really where the rubber meets the road. That's where you're going to start to learn all about reverse speech and how to find them. It's like learning any skill. You've got to sit down at home and do your homework. You know, I had a student pull out of class all many years ago now, and his reason was that we spent too much time playing takes back was in class. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what are you learning how to do? That's what this course is all about, playing takes backwards and finding those intelligent phrases. So if you don't want to play takes backwards, then reverse speech is not for you, because until we've got computer programming developed that can actually find the reversals, it really is a hands down sitting at your desk with headphones on. Of course, the new reverse software helps a lot. That has sped up and analysis time quite significantly. And you're going to love learning how to use that. Of course, we cover all about how to use the new reverse speech software in class. So, the next course starts November 19th. As I said, I'm really wanting students to sign up. I don't know how I can emphasize that strongly enough. I'm 61 now. I'm getting, my working years. Maybe I've got 10 years of good working years left in me, but that means I've got to get some students trained to take over from me, and that is strongly on my mind right now. To contact me or to sign up for class, go to the Reverse Speech website and just click on training up the top, and that will take you to the page that tells you all about the course and has all the sign-up details. So you can just do that straight through the reversespeech.com website. Let me just check that link. I'm pretty sure it's training. Training courses. Just click on the training courses, and that will take you to the page, or you can give me a call on, I'll give you my American number. It's 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. We'd love to see you in class. And the third course is called the Reverse Speech Practitioner course, and that teaches you how to perform the meta walks. If you've been listening to the show for any long period of time, you'll know that I have developed a unique therapeutic structure to use with reverse speech. Developed a whole new healing modality, actually. It's eight sessions for around one session a week. And first of all, we look into what's happening in the unconscious, so what the problem is. Then we give you results. Then we then ask the unconscious, how do we fix this pattern up? And then through a series of meta walks, which are guided visualization journeys through the metaphors of the unconscious, we then attempt to rewrite and restructure the deep unconscious mind. And this takes me 6 months to teach, one class every 2 weeks. So you'll do the analyst for 6 months, get your certification, and then move on to the practitioner and get your certification in practitioner. And once you've done that, you can go on and become a trainer if you wish. And we have one young lass, Sanzeni Steingruber, who I should have back on my show again. She was on my show a few months ago. I think I'll ask her back on again. She's starting her own class. So that's exciting. So I've got some reverse speech grandchildren coming. How about that, hey? So, and if you want to go all the way and take this technology out of the world, then become a trainer. To become a trainer is fairly simple. It just simply involves a repeating class, and you've got homework assignments to submit, which are marked, etc., etc. So that's what's involved in becoming a trainer, and then you're really up and running and pumping with reverse speech. So there you go. So that's the reverse speech class starting in 4 weeks' time. So we'll sign up by going to the reverse speech website, or you can ring me on 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077, but wait until the show is over before you make that call. Okay, I want to move on to a couple of little controversies about Donald Trump. First of all, there's a reversal I found on Donald Trump that is really causing a whole lot of discussion in the reverse speech community. And the reversal and the discussion is about what does it say. So I'm going to run the forwards first. This is Donald Trump on the O'Reilly Factor this week.
You have some great people. Sean Hannity is a great, great person.
Okay, then I heard this reversal that said, "And I shall be killed." K-I-L-L-E-D. Let me play it for you first.
And I shall be killed.
And I shall be killed. And I shall be killed.
Okay, that's causing a bit of controversy, obviously. But several people independently are hearing the phrase, and all, not I, all, A-double-L, and all shall be healed, with an H, not a K. So listen to it and see if you can hear that.
And all shall be healed. And all shall be healed. And all shall be healed.
It's a tough call. See, I can hear a K there, and I can also hear an H if I listen. So it's probably what we call one of those sloppy reversals. Brett Alroy, who's also been on the show, made a comment on the post that it's sloppy. And yes, I do agree it's sloppy. So that's one of those reversals. You don't really know whether to document it or not. If it's a valid reversal, it, reports some very disturbing information. Will Donald Trump be killed or will all be healed? That would be a marvelous outcome. Here, I'll play it again. Is it, and I shall be killed, or, and all shall be healed?
And all shall be healed. And all shall be healed. And all shall be healed.
All I can say is it's imprecise, which probably means it needs to be dumped. Oh, well, there we go. You win some, you lose some. Okay, let's have a look at Trump's sex tape that was released this week. A lewd tape. He was caught on, if you haven't caught up with this already, I don't know where you've been, but this was 11 years ago. It was a hot mic, and he was talking quite aggressively sexually about some of his sexual conquests. And of course, this tape has been leaked to the press, and they're having a field day with it. So I thought I'd do some reversals on this lewd tape to see what I can find. So here's the first one.
Joseph, I'll show you where that's some nice furniture. I took that furniture. I moved on her like a bitch.
He's talking about this lady who showed her some nice furniture, and he moved on her like a bitch. And backwards he says, shall I scam this? Have a real shot. Okay, so the reversal, as we are very used to seeing in Donald Trump, is congruent. Okay, so he's saying a truthful thing, which in one sense is good, because it continues Donald Trump's theme of congruity that we have found on him, but it also means that there was more, that he was congruent in his sex talk. Okay, so it was more than just locker room talk, as he claims. So here's the next one.
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss.
Okay, he says he's automatically attracted to beautiful women, and backwards he says, and I need the dick out.
Nobody
would. I know, just, and I need the dick, sorry.
Nobody would. Nobody would.
Nobody would. Or I will need the dick. I will need the dick. There it is. So another congruent reversal, which, like I said, we're used to Donald Trump having congruent reversals. And here we have a reversal where his spirit is chastising him for his behavior.
I got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her.
And he says, and you're sick.
And you're sick. And you're sick. And you're sick.
So there his spirit is chastising him for his behavior. So as always, Donald Trump is congruent. So that's a good thing. The bad thing is it means that that talk was more than a locker room talk. He actually meant it. And now we're seeing women come forward. Six of them so far claiming that Trump had groped them. Of course, the timing of all this is all very suspect. A month away from them, one of the most controversial presidential elections that we've seen in many, many decades. And of course, time to be released right at the same time as WikiLeaks releasing some bombshells about Hillary Clinton. So the whole thing's very sus. But it is a skeleton in his closet, and one that they have dug up. All right, here's some reversals on his apology.
I have gotten to know the great people.
Oh, hang on. That's the wrong one. What? Hang on, what's happened here? Just hang on 1 second. Here we go. This one. All right, okay, so here's the first one.
I've traveled the country talking about change for America, but my travels have also changed me. I've spent time with grieving mothers who've lost their children, laid off workers whose jobs have gone to other countries.
And this reversal says, I washed their soul.
I washed their soul.
I washed their soul. I washed their soul.
Yeah, nice gen reversal once again. And he has definitely connected with the people of America as he has traveled the country. And here is another reversal from his apology.
I have gotten to know the great people of our country, and I've been humbled by the faith they placed in me. I pledge to be a better man tomorrow and will never, ever let you down.
And here he says, end of self, that death.
End of self, that death.
End of self, that death. End of self, that death.
And so he's saying that part of me is no longer there. That was that part of me has died. I'm no longer the same man. So he's congruent. So he's congruent in the sex tape, and he's congruent in the apology. I just hope his playboy ways from the past do not bring him down. We'll wait and see. More women are talking about coming forward. Here's a reversal on one of those women.
It started out as a group tour, but at a very soon opportunity, he gave me a private tour.
And here she says, did I frame Daddy?
You got frame Daddy.
You got frame Daddy. You got frame Daddy.
Okay, so the woman is trying to frame, she's referring to Donald Trump as Daddy, I would imagine, in his father role. These revelations would certainly damage him, but it's interesting that she uses the word frame. Did I frame Daddy? So that would imply that the whole thing was a setup. That's the only thing I can think of. So, yeah, so there we go. So there's the sex tapes and from Donald Trump and of the lewd tape, whatever you want to call it, that was leaked to the press. So let's look at a reversal on he did an interview on Sean Hannity, not Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly this week, and this is where the death threat came from. But I'm going to play all the reversals on that Bill O'Reilly interview. So here's the first one.
They were holding you
not
back.
Not a question holding back, no, but they're not giving support. They don't give the kind of support.
And here he says, show thunder.
Show thunder.
Show thunder. Show thunder.
Yeah, so, getting involved. It's not getting involved, getting ready to fight. Show thunder. He's, as he said this week, the shackles are off him now. So we will see what the campaigning is like over the next 4 weeks that we've got left. I think he's going to be shooting with double barrels, I do suspect. All right, next one along.
I had 20,000 people last night. Nobody talks about that. They just say Donald Trump's fucked. So it's a very unfair press.
And here he says, they see your path. Yeah, so they can see where he's going and what he's doing. Here we have the next one.
Including, by the way, ISIS. She created ISIS in a sense because of the vacuum left by the way they got out
of the war.
Yeah,
it was an Obama.
And this reverse says, you deal it up.
Are you there with up?
Yeah, he's just dealing up all this information on Hillary. Here, let's listen to the Fords again.
Including, by the way, ISIS. She created ISIS in a sense because of the vacuum left by the way they got out of the war.
Yeah, it was an Obama.
And you deal it up.
Are you there with up?
Yep, there we go. And then the next one on Trump is this one here. Here we go.
Just so you understand, there was no ISIS when Hillary Clinton came along.
Of course I understand that.
The way they got out of Iraq, so there was no ISIS, so there were no countries.
And this one says, new with us.
New with us.
New with us. New with us.
Yeah, new with us. ISIS is new with us. It's a new creation. It's something that has just risen. Okay? And then he says, where are we? Where's the... now I've lost it. Here we go. And now we have this reversal here, which I absolutely love. Here's the forwards.
The most important thing I showed in the debate, and as you saw, virtually everybody other than, you know, some crooked polls said that we won the debate easily, was that Hillary Clinton, after being there for 30 years, has done practically nothing except talk.
Now, I've been trying to find the phrase crooked Hillary on Trump for the last few months. This is the closest I've got. I'm pleased. I get close. So they saw the crook. C-R-O-O-K. They saw the crook.
Nestle off, nigger.
So there we go. That's the closest I've gotten to finding a crooked Hillary in reverse. So anyway, all right. So next reversal along. It's reversal, and I shall be killed. This is the last one.
You have some great people. Sean Hannity is a great, great person.
And I shall be killed, or and all shall be healed, depending on your point of view. Or, as Brett Arroy says, it's sloppy. Shouldn't be documented.
And I shall be healed.
And I shall be healed. And I shall be healed.
Yeah, but it's a quest for accuracy, and it's a constant quest. Look, some reversals are so crystal clear, there's absolutely no doubt about them. Anyway, we'll talk about this more when we get back from the break. This is David John Oates. You're listening for the weekly Reverse Speech Show. I'll be back right after this.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances and underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Okay, we are back for our second hour of the weekly Reverse Speech Show. Let me see. If you want to call in and talk to me in this second hour, I'm just rapidly trying to find the phone number. I should know it off by heart, shouldn't I? Okay, there we go. And now I'm a little bit embarrassed. I offered a call in and I can't find the number. Oh, well, no worries. If you want to call in, you'll have to find the number on the website. And I just can't find it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. No worries. Yeah, here we go. Look at that. 844-769-2944. If you want to call in to speak to me for the next 30 minutes, 844-769-2944. We're looking at a couple reversals on Donald Trump. Okay, the "and I shall be killed" reversal, as I said, sometimes reversals are so crystal clear they just jump out of you and there's no doubt. And then other times they get a little bit ambiguous. And that's what training's designed to do, to help you work out what is real, what is not. So if you're thinking about taking class, please go to the Reverse Speech website and sign up. It's the only way we're going to... Reverse Speech offers, I think, one of the first real ways that we have to find the truth. Find the truth about our politicians and business leaders. Of course, I got all of those up on the website. And the whole, this whole election campaign's up on the website. And all sorts of other very interesting subjects and celebrities and personalities and business leaders and children. And there's a well over 10,000 reversals on the website. I even think 10,000 is conservative. I think it's probably close to 15,000 by now with all the reversals we've been adding to it recently. Alright, let's look at a couple other reversals on Donald Trump. This is from Brexit, when England withdrew from the European Union.
They want to take their borders back. They want to take their monetary back. They want to take a lot of things back. They want to be able to have a country again. So I think you're going to have this happen more and more.
And here he says, "I know it hurts." Yeah, so I guess it's a big deal for England, and yes, it would hurt. All right, here's the next one along.
And people that you don't want, or people that you don't think are going to be appropriate for your country or good for your country, you're not going to have to take. And, you know, look, Europe, like the United States, has made tremendous mistakes over the last period of time.
And this one says, "Yes, and I need help. Pray for money."
Yes, and I need help. Pray for money.
Yes, and I need help. Pray for money. Yes, and I need help. Pray for money.
Well, interesting enough, that's when he started sending out letters looking for money for his campaign. So that was obviously on his mind. Okay, so here we have the next one.
You know, the question was, what do I think? And I gave my opinion a few times over the last few months.
And here he says, "I am big on it." So he's big on his position, is how I would interpret that. Okay, and here's the next one along.
But when you're taking them into the United States by the thousands, and we don't know who they are, when you're taking them into Germany and other countries, and all you have to do is look around the world, see what's happening. Some real problems.
And this one says, "Hear the past, are we slow?"
Hear the past, are we slow?
Yeah, let's show you how that occurs amongst the gibberish. I'm going to run the whole tape backwards. And there I was, right there. I'll do that again. And that's what I'm training you in reverse speech training class, is how to hear those reversals. So you can make a real impact on society. You really can. I'm just one person. I've made my impact already. So follow in my footsteps. Take up the mantle. Learn how to do reverse speech, okay? And really want to have a full class and get the word out there more. All right, here's another one.
Really, I want to support my children who have really poured their hearts and souls into this development. So, but you know, I think you understand. Yes.
Okay, we have a, let me just play this reversal, then we have a caller on the line. Let's just, oh no, looks like we lost him. Alright, we did have a caller on the line, but we lost him. Okay, so this reversal says, love the boss, that beloved send us this loss.
Nope, boss. That beloved send us this loss.
Nope, boss. That beloved send us this loss. Nope, boss. That beloved sends Ms. Lawson.
Yeah, there it is. Okay. All right, let me get that number out again. If you want to call back in, taking calls for the next 25 minutes, that's 844-769-2944. In America, 844-769-2944. And, okay, so let's have a look at the next one from Brexit here. Ooh, here's a nasty one. All right.
How tough on this course can you beat Eric on it?
This is a tough course. Soon I won't be able to beat Eric. Let me put it that way. Hits the ball a mile.
And so blanked, there's a sin.
So fast is it.
So fast is it. So fast is it.
Yeah, it's a little bit imprecise, that one. I wouldn't call that a clear reversal. Okay, so let's look at Donald Trump talking about immigration.
Then we have to be prepared to talk honestly and without fear about these important and very sensitive issues.
And this one says, see blank, free this mess.
Shit, free this mess.
So he's saying the whole situation is bad. And we need to free this mess. So, and that's a concurrent reversal. That's consistent with his position. Here's the next one.
Immigration reform should mean something else entirely. It should mean improvements to our laws and policies.
And this reversal says, name the blank.
So he's
naming the shit. All right, now here's a really nasty word. I'm not going to say this. I'll see if you can hear it.
That not everyone who seeks to join our country will be able to successfully assimilate. Sometimes it's just not going to work out.
And this one says, "I go with her," and it uses the C word.
Right, go with it.
Glasgow Whittacunt.
Nasty words, Donald. Wash your mouth out backwards. That sounds a little bit like the leaked sex tape, doesn't it? Alright. Okay, so here we have another one.
I have met with many of the great parents who lost their children to sanctuary cities and open borders. So many people.
And this reversal says they washed their soul.
They washed their soul.
Yeah, there we go. That's a nice concurrent reversal. It shows a care and a compassion for the people. Then we have another one. Here we go.
Anyone who tells you that the core issue is the needs of those living here illegally has simply spent too much time in Washington.
And this reversal says Hillary evil.
Hillary evil.
You know, it's amazing how many times Hillary's name comes up in reverse. In this election season, I must have found it at least a dozen times. Various aspects of Hillary, so she's certainly had an impact into the collective unconscious. All right, next one along.
We will begin moving them out day one, as soon as I take office, day one.
And this says, now win.
Now win.
So he's determined to win this election. Whether he will or not remains to be seen. Okay, next one along.
Now, just so you want...
All right, we've got Owen back on the line from the United Kingdom. Owen, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Yeah, not too bad. It's almost 11 o'clock here in Britain.
Oh, yes, yes, I know. My show gets very late in Britain, doesn't it?
Yes, well, what better way to spend a Friday evening, right? Anyway, if people are going to phone into the show, tell them to dial plus one first, otherwise we won't be able to get through.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, plus one first if you're calling from overseas, yes. Actually, it's 00 plus one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, mate. Anyway, I think you're the only guy doing reverse speech, and if it's true, then it's absolutely phenomenal. People should really pay attention. If you're wrong, nothing lost. If you're right, everything gained.
That's true. It's a good way of looking at it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing it for 33 years. I'm pretty convinced it's true. So, yeah.
Yeah, just approach everything with an open mind, and you've got nothing to lose. But, yeah, well, hey, thanks for letting me on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're welcome. I wonder how long have you been listening to the show?
Rent radio about 2 years, and this one slightly shorter.
Right, okay. All right, cool. Well, good. I'm glad you're listening. I've got quite a few listeners out there. They all email me after the show. It's all very exciting. So, okay, Owen, thanks for the call, mate. I appreciate it.
All right, David. Thank you.
Okay, no worries. Bye-bye. See ya. That was Owen from the United Kingdom. Like, nice to see my shows getting all over the world. I know I have regular listeners in Australia and a lot in America. And, yeah, Owen's quite right. If reverse speech is real, it changes everything. If it's not, there's nothing lost. But, obviously, after doing it for 33 years, I'm convinced it's real. Yeah, so what can I say? There's been skeptics out there. A lot of the, I publish all the skeptical reviews on my website, so they're all on my website, and our responses to them too. We've prepared responses for a lot of the skeptical reviews out there. So, my website's got hundreds of articles on it. You can be there all day reading information. Okay, so next one along on Trump talking about immigration.
Now, just so you understand, the police, who we all respect. Say hello to the police.
And here he says backwards, helps you.
Helps you.
Yeah, there we go. The police helps you. See, that's another congruent reversal on Trump. And here we have another one.
In effect, she would be abolishing the lawmaking powers of Congress in order to write her own laws from the Oval Office. And you see what bad judgment she has.
And this one says, you've seen this.
We've seen this.
So another congruent reversal. He's just adding extra information. Okay, and here's another one.
There are at least 23 countries that refuse to take their people back after they've been ordered to leave the United States, including large numbers of violent criminals. They won't take them back.
This one goes, yes, did need bill. Is he talking about Bill Clinton or a bill before Congress? Yes, did need bill.
Yes, did I need bill?
Yes, did I need Bill?
Well, it's the past tense. Did I need Bill? Is he talking about Bill Clinton? I don't know. Bill Clinton and Donald Trump aren't very good friends right now, I would imagine. Did you see the second debate? How he had a go at Bill Clinton, and then Bill Clinton sheepishly turns his eyes to the right to see the four of his sex accusers sitting on the front row. Would have been a very uncomfortable moment for the Clinton camp, I'm sure. Next debate on Wednesday night this week. Don't miss it, folks. I will be all over it, as I've been with the last two debates. I think I'm going on the Jeff Rentz's show on the Monday night to present the debate reversals. Just watch your site. It'll be up there. But I think we're doing it Monday night. It gives me enough time to get all the reversals. A lot of reversals in the second debate. Wow. Did you listen to the show on Jeff Rentz with the reversals of the second debate? If you haven't listened to the show, it's up on YouTube, and it's also on davidoates.com. And if you go to davidoates.com and click on the radio shows, we've got shows that I've done for the last 20 years archived on the site, thousands and thousands of hours of shows. So if you're a radio show buff and you haven't heard some of my old shows, go to davidoates.com. And you will see all my shows and all Jeff Rentz's shows. The analysis of the second debate is on there. You have to scroll down a little bit to Jeff's shows. You'll find them. We've got them all in order of my show, then Jeff's shows, and some other shows I've done. So go and have a look. All right, next one on Donald Trump.
They won't take them back, so we say, okay, we'll keep them. Not going to happen with me, folks. Not going to happen with me.
And this reversal says they had a gun, the people.
They had a gun, the people.
They had a gun, the people.
Wow.
They had a gun, the people.
Wow, that could be interpreted a couple of different ways, couldn't it? Here, let's listen to the forwards on that again and see if we can get an interpretation on that.
They won't take them back, so we say, okay, we'll keep them. Not going to happen with me, folks. Not going to happen with me.
Okay, they had a gun.
They had a gun, the people.
They had a gun, the people.
Well, yeah, maybe they were holding America to ransom, talking about illegal immigrants. They had a gun. Yeah, I guess you could read that one either way, really. It's a little bit difficult to know how to call that one. All right, let's look at a couple other miscellaneous reversals on Trump. Here we go.
But when they write falsely, they write so many false things, and you understand that because I know you did the political thing. And
here he says, can answer knowing this.
And that's a knowingness.
And that's a knowingness. And that's a knowingness.
Yeah, fairly straightforward reversal. He can give an answer because he knows all the issues. Okay, all right. So what else have I got miscellaneous on Trump? Here we go.
It's a
why do people
loss.
Support her?
It's almost out of habit, if you ask me. It's almost out of habit. It's like, why do you keep eating popcorn when it doesn't taste good?
And this one says, don't blank me.
Don't blank me. Don't blank me.
Wow.
Don't blank me.
Ooh, wow, that's a bit aggressive, isn't it? He's getting his law down here. He doesn't want to be hurt. Okay, all right, what else have I got on Trump here? Miscellaneous. We're playing miscellaneous reversals on Donald Trump today. So, oh yes, I played the reversals on the apology. Oh yeah, okay, alright, okay, let's see what else I got on Trump. I think that's all I got in this folder. I tell you what we're gonna do, we're gonna balance this out by playing some reversals on Hillary Clinton to end this first hour. And in the second hour, I have Greg Albrecht live in studio. So I've had a lot of requests to have Greg back on the show. So he's a popular guest. Greg, of course, is the co-author of Beyond Backward Masking, which was the very first book written on reverse speech, released in 1987. I'm re-releasing that book. It's in the editors right now, getting proofread and getting all ready for publication. So there we go. All right. So look, here's another reversal on Trump.
Could also be China, could also be lots of other people. It also could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay? You don't know who broke in to DNC, but what did we learn with DNC?
This one says, see all the dead men.
See all the dead men.
See all the dead men. See all the dead men.
And that would appear to be a comment about the body count floating behind the Clintons. There's quite a few. Now, here's a couple of verses on a really quite inspiring speech Trump made.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt, and when I say corrupt, I'm talking about totally corrupt, political establishment.
And here he says, Barack, you lost.
Barack, you lost.
Well, Barack.
Barack, you lost.
It's quick.
Barack, you lost.
Yeah, it's a quick pronunciation of Barack. Barack.
Barack, you lost.
Barack, you lost. Barack, you lost.
And, yeah, I guess Barack did lose, didn't he? All right, here's what you'll get if Hillary Clinton gets into power.
Over the past year, I've laid out my plans for defeating ISIS. We need to take out their strongholds in Iraq and Syria by intensifying the air campaign and stepping up our support.
And this one says, I'll bring us war.
I'll bring us war.
I'll bring us war. I'll bring us war.
And now a word that Hillary likes to use a lot.
And you know what? It also matters when he makes fun of people with disabilities. Calls women pigs.
And here she says, and I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you. And I'll scam you.
And Hillary uses the word scam quite a lot. Okay? And here we have a rather concerning reversal on Hillary.
Let me start by saying words matter. Words matter when you run for president, and they really matter when you are president.
And here she says, but I'm ill.
But I'm ill.
But I'm ill. But I'm ill.
And here, let's run the whole lot backwards. Oh, that one's not totally distinct from the gibberish, is it? It's there, but it runs straight into gibberish. That's actually unusual. They're normally distinct from the gibberish. Here we have Hillary Clinton's spirit talking to her.
But even more important then the history we make tonight is the history we will write together in the years ahead.
And this one says, be honest, damn you.
Be honest, damn you.
Be honest, damn you. Be honest, damn you.
Yeah, that's her spirit telling her to be honest. Oh, okay, here we have another dubious reversal on Hillary.
You have to keep working to make things better, even when the odds are long and the opposition is fierce.
And here she says in reverse, great Satan.
Great Satan.
Great Satan.
Great Satan.
Yeah, that's pretty intense, isn't it? And here we have another one.
We did not. In fact, my direction to conduct the thorough investigation was to err on the side of providing anything that could be possibly viewed as work-related.
And here she says, they deal her Prozac.
They deal her Prozac.
They deal her Prozac.
They deal her Prozac.
Yeah, well, she's on a whole bunch of medications, Prozac and a whole lot more, I'd imagine. Here we have another one on Hillary.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
And here she says, Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Yeah, what is she scared of? I don't know. And here a spirit tells her to be quiet.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
And oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet. Oh, be quiet.
Quite funny reversals. I'm sure you would agree. So there's a snippet of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Election's a month away, folks. Anything could happen. As always, I follow the election very closely on my programs with Jeff Rent. I tend not to duplicate the reversals on my show and try to follow a different theme on my show. But, yeah, so you can listen to the second debate. Go and get the archives of the last Jeff Rentsch show, which is on my website at davidoates.com. And don't forget, training class starts in 4 weeks. Really, really want students to take this class. I'm really wanting reverse speech people out there. Can you imagine if we got 50 to 100 analysts out there all analyzing current tapes, current media recordings? What could we find out? Well, we could unravel a lot. You've already seen what I did with the JFK assassination. Working on 911 now. Incidentally, my guest for next week is Jim Fetzer, talking about 911, and we will continue probing that. Anyway, folks, we've got to come to a break. I'll be back right after this with my guest, Greg Albrecht. Don't touch that keyboard. We'll see you so shortly.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentsch Program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentsch.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentsch.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.